we gather together after your table, that is our prayer.
主，这真的是当我们在你桌子面前聚集之后，我们心中所愿的祷告。
You have already satisfied us in what you are as we partook of the table.
主，当我们领用饼杯的时候，你用你的自己满足了我们。
We touch something of your grace, of your love that surpasses understanding.
我们经历了你的恩典，感受到你的慈爱超过我们所能知晓的。
But we are so grateful, Lord, because we believe you still desire to speak to our hearts.
我们何等的感恩，我们相信你要继续对我们心说话。
So our prayer, Lord, as we gather once again in your presence, is precisely that.
主，我们在你面前聚集我们的心愿祷告，就是求你说话。
Would you open our eyes that we may behold you?
请你打开我们的眼睛，我们可以看见你。
Would you open our ears that we may hear from you?
请你开通我的耳朵，让我们可以听见你。
Would you open our hearts that we may love you?
你打开我们的心，我们能爱你。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would be completely in charge of this time.
我们求你的圣灵在这段时间完全的掌权。
That he may glorify the Lord Jesus and lead us into more of him.
圣灵能够荣耀我们主耶稣，也让我们能够更进到你的境界。
We pray it for your own glory in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们为着主耶稣你自己的荣耀如此祷告。Amen.
Would you turn with me to Matthew chapter 16?
请大家翻到马太福音16章。
We want to read again what has been the theme for this season in the last, starting from a few weeks ago.
我们就想读一下我们这一段过去两周开始的这一段的主题的经节。
I'll read a little more for context, starting on verse 15. Matthew chapter 16, starting from 15.
我多读一节给大家一个背景。马太福音16章15节开始。
He said to them, But who do you say that I am?Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father, who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
十五节，耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
And at the end of the chapter, we'll read the last verse and continue into chapter 17.
我们也读这一章最后的一段经节，然后读到十七章。
Our Lord said to the disciples, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his face shone like the sun.And his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.Listen to him.
我们读十六章最后一节二十八节到第七章，十七章。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗的上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮。如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，突然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖了他们， 且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And if you turn to Acts chapter 26,
请大家翻到《使徒行传》26章。
We want to read a few verses where the Apostle Paul is giving his testimony of how the Lord Jesus himself met him on the road to Damascus. He's doing that to King Agrippa.
我们想在这里来讲读几节经节，就是保罗在对亚基帕王做见证的时候，讲到他如何在去大马色的路上遇到了主耶稣。
We'll read just a few verses from that testimony.
我们读到这个见证的几节几处的经节。
From 13 to 16.
13节到16节。
At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me.And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness.Not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you.
使徒行传26章13节到16节。王啊，我在路上晌午的时候，看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你站起来，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事显明出来。
And just two passages from Paul's epistles, in which, in a way, he's making an allusion to what happened on the road to Damascus.
然后我们再看几处经节，就是在保罗的书信当中。他也在那里 也有指向说他在去大马色路上的见证。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 15.
加拉太书第一章15节。
And just the first phrase of the next verse 16.
就是前面的一半节。
But when God who had set me apart even from my mother's womb and called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me.
就是15节和16节的半节。然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
That's how the apostle is summing up all the vision that he had on the road to Damascus, when God was pleased to reveal his son in me.
这个就是使徒保罗如何把他在去大马色上的路上的见证很精简的讲出来，就是他乐意把他的儿子启示在我心里。
And finally, from Philippians chapter 3.
然后腓立比书第三章最后。
Another testimony of the Apostle Paul.
这也是使徒保罗的另一个见证。
And some had put this as the greatest testimony in the whole Bible. I kind of inclined to agree with that.
有人说这是圣经里这是圣经里最大的一个伟大的一个见证。其实我也是同意这一种的看法。
And the apostle testifies, but whatever things, verse 7, Philippians chapter 3, starting from verse 7, but whatever things are gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value.Of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, verse 10, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings.Being conformed to his death.
就是在腓立比书第三章第七节到第十节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因 基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
So brothers and sisters, we continue this morning considering our new theme.
弟兄姊妹们，今天早上我们再次来继续思想我们这一个新的主题。
Which is that phrase that our Lord Jesus uttered in Caesarea Philippi, I will build my church.
就是主耶稣在该撒利亚腓立比所讲的那句话，就是我要建造我的教会。
Now, of course, you notice that we read both that revelation given to Peter and the revelation given to Paul.
我们注意到给彼得的启示和给保罗的启示。
Now, to me, it's quite striking that when you put side by side those two visions, the one in Caesarea Philippi and on the road to Damascus, it's really striking that the contents of those two visions are, in essence, they are the same.
如果我们把这两个意象放在并列一起来看的话，我们看见登山变相的意象，还有去大马色路上主耶稣的意象，我们发现虽然好像不同的背景，但他们的内容却是一样的。
How can we sum up both visions in Caesarea Philippi to Peter in the road to Damascus to Paul?
我们如何在该撒利亚腓立比那里的意象给彼得启示的，和在去大马色的路上给保罗所启示的意象，我们如何来总结呢？
They both saw Christ and the church.
在这两个意象当中都看到了基督和教会。
And in both cases, they saw it by divine revelation. Nothing else would explain.
在两处都是靠着神圣的启示，而不是人自己的寻找。
So I'd like this morning to look into those two visions side by side.
所以今天早晨我们就想花点时间把并列这两个意象一同来看一下。
And by the Lord's enabling, I would like to point out to you how they mostly overlap the two visions.
靠着主的恩典，希望让大家我们能够一同看到这两个意象，他们大多数是相合的。
It's about Christ and the church by divine revelation.
这个是关于基督和借着神圣的启示让我们看到教会。
So first and foremost, as we know,What they both saw is a person.
首先第一点，他们最主要的就是看到一个人。
Not a system, not a religion, not a practice. They saw a person.
不是一个系统，不是一个宗教，一个传统，而是一个人。
And in the person, they both saw an immeasurable vastness.
然后在这个人的里面，他们看到了无限的浩大。
The Christ, Peter says, as an answer to the Lord Jesus, the Son of the Living God.
就像彼得在那里说的是，说主耶稣他是神的儿子。
A glorious person, a supreme person.
是一个高超的一个人物。
Now, we are kind of familiar with what Peter is answering to the Lord in answer to the question, "Who do you say that I am?"
我们都很熟悉彼得对主那一个问题，就说你们说我是谁的回答。
Of course, our Lord Peter is saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得在那里说，你是基督，是神永生神的儿子。
So maybe you're thinking, that doesn't strike me as so great.
你可能觉得说这个对我来说好像不是那么吃惊。
Where's the greatness? Where's the vastness of the revelation?
这里这一个启示的重要的浩大的意义在哪里呢？
But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. You can never read Caesarea Philippi without continuing all the way to the scene in the Mount of Transfiguration.
弟兄姊妹们，这里其实这个重点就是我们每次读该撒利亚腓立比这一个的启示的时候呢，我们必须要连到后面主的登山变相的意象来一起来。
What is happening in Caesarea Philippi? If we just stop there, we have an incomplete part of the vision.
如果我们只停在该撒利亚腓立比这里的启示，我们就停只是讲了这个意象的一不完整的一部分。
Now several things are happening between Caesarea Philippi and the Mount of Transfiguration.
在该撒利亚腓立比那里的启示和到登山变相里面发生了好几件事情。
And yet, those many things, they make up a unit.
虽然是发生了好几件事情，但是他们在一起是一组。
How do we know?
我们如何知道呢？
I think the Holy Spirit very carefully leaves in the text itself those pointers that will indicate, oh, we are talking about the same thing all the way from Caesarea Philippi to that glorious vision of the Lord being transfigured before the disciples.
我们其实呢可以看见圣灵在这里好像注了一些标注，让我们在这些文字当中能够看到，从该撒利亚腓立比的启示直到登山变相的意象当中，是一步一步连接在一起的。
I just want to point out to you how you can tell that everything is connected between what the dialogue of Peter and the Lord Jesus all the way to the mountain.
所以我就想给大家指出，我们可以看到彼得跟主耶稣在该撒利亚腓立比那里的对话，直到山上的对话都是相连在一起的。
So you will remember how in chapter 16, in verse after the dialogue when Peter says you are the Christ, in verse 21 you have something again that is striking.
我们知道在16章马太福音16章到21节那里有一些非常让我们吃惊的话。
From that time.Meaning the time of that revelation given to Peter, that confession of Peter. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be crucified and raised up on the third day.
第二十一节开始的时候讲到从此就是讲到从主耶稣告诉彼得把那个启示告诉彼得基督和教会的启示。然后之后呢主耶稣才指示门徒还要上到耶路撒冷并要受许多的苦。
Now you will remember how Peter reacted to that this statement.
我们记得彼得对主这样的一个宣告是有什么样的回应。
He could not get himself, he could not reconcile. How come he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and he's going to die on a cross, and Peter simply could not understand that.
彼得听到这个话他就是完全不能够理解。如何一位基督荣耀的基督现在要受很多的苦要上十字架
And you remember we are not going to go into details now but Peter objects to the Lord said no Lord never and our Lord has to rebuke him in some of the most severe language that you're going to find in the Bible such a rebuke
大家也记得在这之后的话彼得如何对主他不能控制对主这样回应说主啊万万不可这事必不临到你但是呢主也是用好像我们在圣经中看到最严厉的斥责来斥责的彼得。
And then, in verse 24, right after that rebuke, listen to this. Then, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow.
然后我们看到24节这里有一个连词就是说于是就在这之后呢于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You see the connection of the whole story?
大家看到这个故事当中的连接了吗?
Peter confesses the Lord reveals he's going to the cross. There is the whole thing when the Lord has to rebuke Peter. Then the Lord says, if anyone wants to follow after me.
所以大家看到当彼得宣告说有那样的启示说你是基督神永生神的儿子之后呢然后之后主就告诉他们他要上十要受上十字架受很多的苦被杀然后彼得又来阻止耶稣然后主耶稣又斥责他然后之后这的连在一起然后主耶稣说于是主耶稣对门徒说
And the Lord continues that utterance. He begins in verse 24, if anyone wants to come after me, he continues all the way to verse 28.
然后从24节直到28节就主就继续讲这些话。
But what does he say in verse 28? Truly, truly, I say to you that some of you, some of those who are standing here, will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his glory.
第28节主耶稣就告诉门徒我实在告诉你们站在这里的有人在每场死位之前必看见人子降临在他的国里。
And what do you have after that?
在那之后又发生什么了呢?
Three of the disciples, three of those that are standing here, seeing the Son of Man transfigured in glory.
然后在这门徒当中的三位看到了人子在山上变相彰显出了他的荣耀。
And the sun, and the face of our Lord Jesus shone like the sun.
我们的主耶稣的脸面明亮如日头。
Everything in that vision points to his glory.
那个意象所有的都表示指向着他的荣耀。
A glory that was there all along, but he very intentionally concealed on a veil, so to speak.
他的荣耀一直都在那里，但是主耶稣就刻意的将他的荣耀隐藏。
On that mountain, it's as if the Father is lifting that veil for a minute, for a very brief period of time, and they saw what he is all along, but they saw it visibly.
然后，但是山上那一好像就像那一分钟的时候，神把那个遮盖挪出帕挪走了。然后他就把他真实所示的彰显了出来。
Brothers and sisters, that is the vision that Peter had, a glorious person. Don't think for a second that just, oh, okay, you're the Christ. Oh, no, yes, that Christ is the glorious one on the mount.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是彼得所看见的那异象，是那荣耀的基督。不要以为说只是说那里的启示就是彼得说你是基督永生神的儿子，其实这些是连在一起的，讲到基督，讲到那基督的荣耀对彼得的启示。
And the scene of the mountain is designed, so to speak, to speak of glory.
然后呢，山上的这个环境的设置的目的就是要来讲出基督的荣耀。
Whether it is the resplendence of his face like the sun, whether it is the whiteness of his garments, everything speaks, reveals a glorious person.
无论是讲到他的脸面明亮如日头，还是衣裳洁白如光，都是讲到他主耶稣人的荣耀。
At the same time, you see a supremacy of Christ.How incomparable he is. That's what supreme is, isn't it? He's unique, incomparable, supreme.
然后在同时我们看到基督那超越一切的，他超越，他不同寻常。
When Peter says, oh, so interesting, here is Moses, Elijah, and the Lord Jesus, and he tries to put them together in a way, Lord, do you want me to make three tabernacles?One is for you, and he's careful enough to put the Lord Jesus first. Interesting. And yet, but there is another for Elijah, another for Moses. And you remember what happens.
我们也看到彼得在这个环境当中的反应，他就讲到说，我们在这里主啊，为你做建三座坛，先三座棚。然后他也是还不错，他先讲到主耶稣说一座为你，然后一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
The Father will not have that at all.
但这并不是神的心意，神不要这样。
The Father has to interrupt Peter.
神要打断彼得。
This is my beloved son. This is the one in whom I'm pleased. It's almost as if the Father is saying, don't dare to put my son beside anybody else. He's supreme in come.
但神在这里说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。他就说，神在那里说，不要拿任何其他的人、其他的事物来跟我的儿子来比较，我的儿子是完全超越的。
Brothers and sisters, if we were to ask, what is Peter seeing? Is the person first and foremost.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你问说彼得他看到了是什么呢？最重要的、最首先的就是看到了一个人。
But how about Paul? We're trying to compare the two visions. What did he see?
那么保罗，我们如果比较他的意象，他看见了什么呢？
Well, it's amazingly.It's exactly the same thing.
很奇妙的，完全的是同样一件事情。
What is being revealed to Paul is first and foremost a person.
对保罗所启示的最主要、最重要的是一个人。
A glorious person, the risen Lord.
是那复活的主，是那荣耀的一位人。
How can you tell that there is glory in this scene?
你如何能够在这里看到在这里有充满着荣耀呢？
Because when Paul is describing to the king, he tries to use human language to describe the undescribable. And he goes and says, you know, king, I saw a light from heaven that is brighter than the sun at midday.
他在这里就想要用人能够理解的语言向亚基帕王来解释他所见到的异象，所以他在这里说呢，
brighter than the sun at midday.
Yeah, 他就说他看到那个天上发光，比晌午的时候比日头还亮。
Oh, the sun again, that symbol of a brightness, a resplendence that, you know, it's on the natural lights that we have. I think nothing will kind of come close to the sun at midday. And the brightness that he saw is superior to that.
大家知道在我们自然的光线当中呢，没有任何的光比晌午的太阳更亮了，但是彼得在这里看到的是比这个日头还亮。
But later in the epistles, Paul again tries to describe that, but in a more direct language.
对，后来在保罗的书信当中，保罗再次提到这件事情，他用更直接语言来描述。
Listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, which is such a well-known verse, but we have to read it.
我们看到哥林多后书
verse 6 it says, For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
This is his impression of what happened on the road to Damascus.
这个就是他去大马色路上所看到的异象的形象。
He compares this with creation itself. You remember that God said, Let there be light?
他用这个跟神的创造来做对比，记得他神曾经说要有光就有光。
It's as if Paul is saying, I was in darkness.And that day, in that moment, light shone. How do I know it? I saw that light in the face of Jesus Christ, and in that face, I saw the glory.
保罗就是在那里说，我本来是在我自己的黑暗当中，但那天神让光照到了我的里面。我是怎么样看到的呢？我就是看到神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Brothers and sisters, both visions.Peter's vision, Paul's vision, they are portraying to us, they're giving us a picture, if you will, of something vast.
弟兄姊妹们，无论是彼得所看的异象，还是保罗所看的异象，都给我们看到了一个极大的一个图画。
It's not just the brightness of the sun that is being used as a symbol in both places.
不单是讲到那个太阳阳光的强烈，这在这里两处都提到日光。
But if you remember, in both the scene in Transfiguration and in Paul's experience, everyone that saw that, they were knocked down on the ground.
大家也注意到了，无论是在登山变相里面彼得所看见，还是在大马色路上保罗所看见，人在这大光下面都好像伏倒了。
Think on that for a second.
大家在那里想一下
Saul of Tarsus, he's maybe the brightest, the smartest around, the more talented, the one with the greatest capacity, the best human specimen that you're going to find, Saul of Tarsus.
我们讲到大树的扫罗，他可能有着人各样的智慧，各样的能力知识。
But when he sees that light,You see the impression? All that falls to the ground.
但是当他看见这光的时候，他就扑倒在地。
Nothing can be compared to our Lord Jesus.
没有任何事物可以与主耶稣基督相比。
Or let me put it this way. The best net of natural human capacity compared to our Lord Jesus is insignificant.
换一句话说，天然人哪怕最好的能力才干才能跟我们主耶稣相比，都真的是不足一提。
This vision, brothers and sisters, is the bedrock of both in the case of Peter and in the case of Paul. The vision of the person of Christ, that is the bedrock of both visions.
弟兄姊妹们，无论是在彼得所看到的异象，还是保罗所看到的异象里面，主耶稣基督他的这个人是。
这个两个意象的这个大磐石的根基。
Everything else flows from that.
所有一切的其他的都是从这一个根基衍生出来的。
Everything else depends of that.
所有一切的其他的都是建筑在这个根基的基础之上。
Let me put it this way. If you take away the person from both visions, you're left with something that is as if it's like a house without a foundation.
如果你把这个根基这个磐石从这两个意象当中挪走的话，就好比你在那里建造一个房子，建在没有地基的上面。
That's the first commonality between the two visions.
这是这两个意象当中的同样的第一个相同的地方。
But the second one is that at the same time that they saw person, they saw the church in the person.
第二个相同的地方就是当他们同时看到了主耶稣这个人的时候，他也在这个人当中看到了教会。
The church joined to the person.
那个教会和这个人格连在了一起。
And when it comes to the church, to that vision, perhaps that's the most important thing that they saw.
当你把教会和这个人格连在一起的时候，这是你在这里所看到的最重要的。
That the church is not something in herself, in itself.
教会不是说就是他靠着他自己所有的存在。
She's not something apart from the Lord Jesus.
教会不是与基督可以分离开的个体。
They saw the person and the church, but in that order.
他看到了主耶稣的人格个人在这里，然后呢又看到了教会，他连在一起。
So recall very briefly the experience of Peter.
所以我们再简单提一下彼得的经历。
The Lord reveals to him, I also tell you, this is our theme verse, verse 18, Matthew 16.
就是马太福音16章。
I also tell you that you're Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
我要告诉你你是彼得，在这个磐石上我要建造我自己的教会。
The picture before us is of a building.
在我面前的一个这个意象是一个建筑。
And the Lord essentially saying to Peter, Peter,I am the foundation, I am the rock, and you're one of the stones of that building. There are going to be many others, as Peter understood and writes in his first epistle.
主耶稣告诉彼得说，我是那磐石，你是个小石头，你要建造在磐石上，还有其他的石头，就像彼得在后面所提到过的，你们是活石的建造。
But the thing about a building, brothers and sisters, is thatYou don't think as foundation and superstructure as two separate things. No, it's a unit.
弟兄姊妹们，当你想到一个建筑物的时候，你不会把它的根基和上面建筑起来的建筑物当作两部分，它们是一体的。
They saw the church in Christ, never apart from Him, never as something in itself.
他们看到了教会是在基督里，它从来不是一个独立的个体，它因着自己而存在。
Oh, that's Peter. How about Paul?
这是彼得的看见。
What did he see?
保罗看见了什么呢？
Well, isn't it interesting? Our Lord says to him, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这里也很有意思的。主耶稣说，我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Now, as we all know, strictly speaking, Paul was persecuting believers in the Lord Jesus.
那其实如果精确的讲的话呢，保罗是在逼迫那些在主里面的基督徒。
He could have objected and said, wait a second, I'm persecuting those people, you know, they're blasphemers, etc. No, he understood something.
在这里可能保罗他可以说，他反驳说，我是在逼迫那些信耶稣的基督徒，但是彼得并没有讲到这里，他看见了一些启示。
When the Lord says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting,
当主耶稣说，我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He understood that if you touch a believer, you're touching Jesus himself.
他就明白说，如果你触碰到一个信主的人，你就触碰了耶稣他自己，基督。
He saw that at that moment, he saw is the seed of it, but he saw it. Christ and believers are one, vitally united.
在那个时候他看到了这个启示，虽然看到启示的种子，虽然可能他没有看到全部，就是基督和所有信他的人是连在一起的，联合在一起的。
And what he's seen in the vision becomes the seed that is of all that is going to blossom fully in his epistle.
他所看到的这个异象就好像是种子，然后在他后面所写的书信当中就完全彰显了，生长出来了。
All Christ and the Church united.
就是基督和教会联合在一起。
Union with Christ.
是与基督的联合。
In 1 Corinthians 6 it says, He who is joined to the Lord is with him, one spirit, a union, inseparable.
在哥林多前书第六章他那些讲到说与基督相合的是成为一个联合是不能分开的。
So whether you look at the scene in Caesarea Philippi or on the road to Damascus, there is a unity of content in both visions.
所以无论你在盖撒利亚腓立比的异象还是大马色路上的异象，它那里面都有一个不可分开的讲到基督和教会的联合。
Christ and his church together.
基督和教会在一起。
Let me put it this way.
换句话说
It's impossible to see the church as she really is in God's eye. It's impossible unless we first see Christ.
换句话说，如果你想知道教会在神面前是神如何来看他的话，如果你不知道我们不知道基督的话，你就看不见这个神所看神的眼光看教会。
But on the other hand,If we truly see our Lord Jesus in his fullness, we will inevitably see the church.
在另一方面如果你真的能够完全的看到我们主耶稣基督的异象的时候，你就不可避免的就会看到了教会在他里面。
Because he's united to her. If you see who he is, how are you not going to see that that was joined to him?
因为基督和教会是联合的，如果你要真的看清了基督，你自然就看见了与他联合的教会。
Now, when you think on the church, there is again a matter that is vast before us.
如果我们来思想教会，在我们面前这个题目也非常浩大。
It's too great. It's too, as we sing sometimes, we sing it about our Lord Jesus. It's too wonderful to even be uttered.
有的时候我们讲像我们来唱对着我们主耶稣唱诗歌的时候就我们的歌声真的是有限不能够表达出来。
And of course what comes to mind when you're trying to see that vastness of this matter of the church which is Christ corporately expressed.
如果当我们看到教会这个题目就是基督在团体当中被彰显出来。
Ephesians, of course,immediately comes to mind.
我们很快就会想到以弗所书的经节。
Because in all books in the Bible, Ephesians is the one that will reveal with the greatest detail, in the broader way, Christ and his church.
因为在整本圣经当中，以弗所书是关于基督和教会最大、最广泛的一个描述和记述。
Now,The Apostle Paul, he liked to use superlatives when he's writing, when he's speaking. He's a master of using superlatives.
Superlative
is the exceeding greatness of his power. Not just power, is the exceeding greatness of his power. That's a superlative.
保罗在写书信的时候非常喜欢用一些强调的一种超越的这种形容词描述一件事情。
When he talks about the Lord's grace, not just his grace, the riches of his grace. In another portion, the exceeding riches of his grace.
然后就像他讲到主耶稣基督恩典的时候，他不是只是说主耶稣基督恩典，主耶稣呢丰富的测不透的恩典。
Now, in all his epistles, you're going to find something of that, of those superlatives spread out.
在保罗所有的书信当中你都可以看到这些强调的描述的这些词汇在那里。
But there is one epistle when that abounds. It's all over the place, Ephesians. And in a second place, I'll put Colossians, the sister epistle to Ephesians.
然后在以弗所书里 这样的强调的形容词超越的这些形容词是最多的。然后第二处呢多的书信里可能就是哥罗西书是以弗所书的姊妹篇一样。
Sometimes you almost get the impression of a man that is in a little bit of anguish. How can I wrestling with human language? How can I put in human language something so vast? so immense, so indescribable Christ at this church.
你可能感觉到在这里好像一个人，保罗在那里好像在一种痛苦的挣扎着，想要人用人有限的描有限的言语试图描述那基督测不透的丰富，那种超越和他的教会。
And again, sometimes he uses pictures that will express the vastness of the matter he's trying to express.
有的时候他是用描述一幅图画，要来描来表达出他所要表达出来的这个这种浩大。
We already saw that when he's trying to describe what he saw in the road to Damascus, the scene of creation came to his mind.
我们看到他在大马描述大马色路上的意象的时候，创造的那幅图画就进到他的脑海里。
The God that said, "Let there be light," He shone in our hearts. That's how he described what he saw. Oh, light shone, and I knew how much in darkness I was.
就好像创世纪神说要有光，就有了光。他在那大马色路上的时候，就感受到神好像就把那个光照在他的黑暗里，他的里面是何等的黑暗。
And when that light shone, I saw a person.A face, Jesus Christ, and in that face, the glory of God.
然后在那大光当中，他看到了荣耀，看到了一个脸面，就是耶稣基督。那荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Well, that refers more to the Lord Jesus Himself. But you know what? When He talks about the church, that same idea of a vastness is somehow is still there.
我们刚才这节讲到是他描述主耶稣。但是同样的，当他描述到教会的时候，这种浩大的这种景象也同样在这里。
Think again, 2 Corinthians, that was 2 Corinthians 4:6, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But how about 2 Corinthians 5:17, which we know so well?
然后比如说哥林多后书第五章第十七节，我们也都很熟悉。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new.Creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
第十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
What is that if not a description of the church?
这里的描述是什么呢？这里其实就是教会的描述。
If anyone is in Christ, that is the church, brothers and sisters.All of us, by His grace, in the Lord Jesus.
若有人在基督里，这里就是讲到教会。我们靠着主的恩典都在基督里面。
But how do you describe that?
你如何来描述呢？
A new creation. It's like a new universe that is before you. Vast.
就是一个新造的人，好像一个新造的一个浩大的一个宇宙一样。
Now, I think we need to, it bears repetition one point.
我们在这里可能需要重复一下。
Yes, there is a vastness in this matter of the church.
在教会的里面有这样一个广阔的一个属性。
But remember, her vastness or her greatness is not something that is inherent in her.
但是大家记得，她的这里面的广阔、浩大、丰富，并不是她自己所拥有的。
It is derived from her.
就是从她的头那里所产生的。
The greatness is because she's one joined to the Lord Jesus.
那里的伟大丰富是因为她跟基督联合在一体。
Now I'll mention a third thing for the day. That is a commonality between the vision of Peter and the vision of Paul.
我今天再提到在彼得所看到的意象和保罗所看到的意象中的第三点共同的地方。
And it's a matter of revelation.
这里就是关于讲到启示。
In both visions, it'sAbundantly clear that it depends completely on a divine revelation. It's not something that Peter is perceiving by himself. It's not something that Paul is perceiving by himself.
在这两处都非常的清楚，这是神从那里来的神圣的一个启示。这并不是彼得自己能想出来，或者保罗能想出来的。
Now, in a way, we could say that this is absolutely essential. Apart from that revelation, the matter of the person of Christ, the matter of the church.There's something beyond us.
在这里我们真的说这里是非常重要的，这除非是神的启示，否则话关于基督的荣耀，关于教会跟基督的联合，这样的事情我们人是不能想不到的。
Now when you compare the two visions, I think that becomes quite obvious that Revelation underpins the whole thing.
如果大家比较这两个启示的话，你会发现在这个两个启示的下面都是以这样两个意象的下面都是以启示做基础。
So of course our Lord says to people when he answers, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, you remember how our Lord says, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. It's not flesh and blood, it's not your intellect, it's not your mind, it's not something that is coming from you. My Father has revealed that to you, revelation, on the person.
Yeah.大家记得当彼得说你是基督永生神的儿子，主耶稣如何回答说西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我天上的父指示的，这是一个启示。
And you remember that our Lord in verse 18, he continues this, I also say to you.
大家还记得在18节主对彼得说我还告诉你。
In other words, yeah, my father has revealed to you who I am, but I'm also going to add my own revelation here that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
然后这里呢，就是主耶稣就是告诉彼得说，父已经把基督启示了给彼得，然后主在这里呢，还要把主自己的启示告诉彼得，就是说你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Revelation. How about Paul?
这里面让我们看见了神的启示。
Where do you see that matter? In his own vision.
在保罗的意象当中，我们在哪里看到了启示呢？
Well, I think in the epistles he makes that very clear.
在保罗的书信当中，他把这个讲得很清楚。
As we just read Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, but when God was pleased to reveal His Son in me, that is the road of Damascus.
然后他在加拉太书第一章十六节，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，就是讲到他在大马路色路上的意象。
The whole thing, brothers and sisters, whether it is Christ, whether it is the church, it depends on God opening our eyes, revealing it to us.
弟兄姊妹们，无论是关于基督还是教会，都是需要神把这个启示给我们。
Now our Lord Jesus, right before Caesarea Philippi.He already hinted something in that direction.
我们主耶稣在该撒利亚腓立比的启示之前，他也有指向这样的启示。
If you turn back in Matthew still, but if you go back to chapter 11,
大家如果回到马太福音十一章
，verse 27, there is something here that is quite eye-opening.
这里的二十七节对我们来说非常有启示的。
I read just the first half of this verse, Matthew 11, verse 27.
马太福音十一章二十七节，我们读前面的一半。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子。
Do you see why revelation is absolutely essential in the matter of knowing Christ?
大家看到在这里要认识基督。是何等的完全的需要有启示的。
I think few statements in scripture are more clear and direct than this one. No one knows the Son except the Father.
没有几处圣经像这里这么直接清楚的把这件事情讲完，就是说除了父没有人知道子。
Now this is not just a matter of identity, it's more than that.
这里不光是好像我们知道这一个人的人格，这人是哪一个人，比这更多。
In other words, you can say, okay, he's the Christ, he's the Son of God. You can identify him like that, but our Lord means more than that.
换句话说，你可以说，哦，他是神的儿子，他是基督，但是主在这里所讲的是远超过只是这些表面上的认知。
No one knows all that the Son means.All that he is, all that vastness, no one knows that except the Father.
没有人真的知道子他所有的丰富，他的超越，只有父能知道，只有父能启示他。
Unless he opens our eyes, all that the Lord Jesus is a vast realm, but it's closed to us.
除非主开我们的眼睛，主所有的那一切的丰富和广大。对我们来说，我们都看不见。
It's very important, brothers and sisters, that we realize that matter. Totally beyond us, and yet the Father desires to reveal the Son to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道关于这些启示里面的真的超过我们个人所能够靠着我们能力所明白的，但是父却愿意启示给我们。
We read verse 27, but let me just go back a little bit and you see that this is a matter close to us, but that the Father wants to open. It's his desire. So verse 25.
大家看到了，我们继续再往下看看25节，就讲到这些事物虽然是对我们隐藏的，但父乐意要启示给我们。
At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
25节、26节，那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。不啊，是啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
That is the pleasure of the Father to reveal His Son to babes.
这是父的美意，愿意将他的儿子向那些婴孩显明出来。
Or think again in Paul saying, when God was pleased to reveal His Son in me.
就像保罗所讲的说，神喜悦将他的儿子启示在我的里面。
No, I'd like to close use the last 5-10 minutes to just throw a few more things in connection to this matter of revelation.
我就想要用最后的五分钟讲到启示录里面有一些相关的，我们结束在那里。
I think it's important for us to realize, brothers and sisters, that this matter of seeing the Lord Jesus is not a once and for all thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到主耶稣基督启示的异象，不是一生当中只是一次两次的事情。
It's not something you see at the beginning of your Christian life and you say, okay, I saw it, that's it, and I move on. Nope, it's something that is continuous.
这样的一个启示异象，不是说你刚信主初信的时候所看到一个异象，然后以后就看到了，你就就是继续往前走了，不是这样的，而是一直有的启示。
When Paul testifies to King Agrippa, he makes a point very, very clear.
当保罗向亚加帕王做见证的时候，他把这一点讲得很清楚。
So let's read again in Acts 26. In verse 16, the apostle says,
在使徒行传26章第16节
This is what the Lord Jesus said to him, But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness.Not only to the things which you have seen, which is he's seen right there, but also to the things in which I will appear to you.
第十六节，你主耶稣对彼得保罗说：“你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。”
You see what the Lord said to Paul?
大家看见主对保罗所讲。
Paul, you're seeing me now.
说保罗，你看见我了。
I will still appear to you.
我还要向你启示。
In a way, this is a consequence of that matter of the Lord Jesus is vast.
所以这个就是我们主耶稣基督他那样的广大浩瀚，他要继续向我们启示。
His greatness is immeasurable.
他的伟大是好像我们不能测度的。
A single vision will never do it.
一个单单一个异象不足以表明他所是的。
I will still appear to you. You will see way more than what you're seeing right now.
我还要向你启示，我将要启示，你要看见更多的事。
You see, brothers and sisters, that is our portion. If we belong to the Lord Jesus, that is our portion in Him to see Him more and more and more.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们信主人所有的产业。我们相信他，我们就会在他里面看见更多，还有更多。
Do you remember Nathanael's experience in John chapter 1?
大家知道在约翰福音第一章里拿单叶的见证吗？
When the Lord says, Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree before even, you know, Philip called you.
主耶稣告诉拿单叶说，你在无花果，在腓利就要告诉你，没招呼你前，在无花果树底下我就看见你。
And Nathanael was blown away. Wow, Lord,You're the king of Israel. You're the son of God. He was amazed by that.
拿单叶被这样的主的话就感到很惊异，说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Our Lord says, "When you're going to see greater things, this is nothing." It's almost as if he's saying that this is nothing, Nathan. You're going to see greater things than that.
主耶稣告诉他这其实不算什么，说你要将要看见比这更大的事。
You're going to see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
你要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And the picture here, of course, he's saying, I am the bridge that connects heaven and earth.
这图画告诉我们主耶稣就是说他是连接天和地的那个桥。
And you're going to see it.
你要看到。
But it's not a static vision. It's something that continues. There is spiritual interactions. It's many believe that those angels represent the activity, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, ascending, revealing the things of the Lord to us, descending, bringing the things of the Lord to us. That's our portion in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，很多的学者都告诉我们说，这里这个意象不是一个静态，而是一个动态一直进行的。讲到好像神的使者仿佛像圣灵一样上去下来，把基督给启示给我们，把基督从天上赐给我们。
You will see an open heaven vision, continued vision.
你会看到一个天开了的意象，你会在这里经历一个不断的这样一个的意象。
Now, you know, probably Paul,is the one in whom you see that principle with the greatest clarity.
保罗的身上我们就看到了这样的一个例子，非常清楚地看到这样的例子。
The one that not just received an initial revelation of the road to Damascus, but he lived in a continued vision of that vastness of the Lord his whole Christian life.
不但他在大马士的路上接受了异象，而且在他一生当中他是不断地活在这样的一个启示，不断的启示的意象当中。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道的呢？
I think the verses we read at the beginning in Philippians chapter 3, they're the best commentary you can ever find of that in Paul's life.
然后就是在我们刚才所读到的，在腓立比书第三章那里所讲到的话，就是对彼得一生最好的一个描述。
Philippians is written towards the end of Paul's life.
腓立比书是在保罗生命的末期所写下来的。
Oh, he already knew the Lord so well.
他已经很认识主了。
Think about it. He already had written Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians. He had written maybe even Colossians. The only thing he had not written are the pastoral epistles, that's 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus.
他在这里已经写了前面的好几本书信，哥林多前后书。以弗所书甚至哥罗西书，在这里他唯一没有写的就是那些好像是牧养的书信，就是提摩太前后书和提多书。
How much you think he knew the Lord by then?
他到那个时候他已经认识主多少了呢？
Who can measure that?
谁能测量呢？
But you know what he says here in Philippians chapter 3, towards the end of his life, you're undeserved.
就是在他生命在地上的生命的末期，他的腓立比书第三章这里如何说呢？
prayer in his heart.
他心中仍然有这样的祷告。
In verse 10, he says, Oh, that I may know him.
第十节，使我认识基督。
Here is a man that knows the vastness, that yes, I saw so many things about him. I saw so much of him. There is way more to be seen of the Lord Jesus.
保罗就在这里讲，他虽然已经见到了基督，已经看到了神的启示，但是他这里还有更多的启示，更多的基督。
Brothers and sisters, this is our portion. This is not just something for Paul. This is the portion of anyone that has believed in the Lord Jesus, to see him more and more.
弟兄姊妹们，这不只是保罗的经历，这是我们每一个在主里面的人，我们所有的产业，我们要在主的里面更多更多的看见了主。
Are you living in the good of your portion?
你有没有活在你的产业的美好的这种产业里面呢？
Are you daily availing yourself of such privilege of seeing him? And in him, as we see him, we will see the church. Make no mistake. It's funny, right? Because our theme is the church.And here I am going back to the Lord Jesus more and more and more because there is no way to see what the church really is unless we see the greatness of Christ.
然后而且当我们 在它的里面的时候，我们会来越来越看到它的丰富。当你看到了基督的丰富，你很自然的就会见到了教会。弟兄姊妹们，虽然我们的主题是讲到了教会，但是呢，当我们看到了在主耶稣基督的里面的丰富，因为和教会的联合，我们很自然的就更多看到了教会。
I'll finish saying a practical thing in this matter of seeing the Lord.
我现在就结束讲到说我们认识基督一些实际的事情。
You know, there is another very well-known verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
在哥林多后书第三章
When in the last verse of the chapter 18, the apostle says, But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord,are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
哥林多后书第三章最后一节十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
You see our portion. He's saying that's our portion. We have an unveiled face. We can behold as in the mirror His glory and being transformed.
弟兄姊妹们，大家看到了，这就是我们的产业。我们可以敞着脸，可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
Now, let me ask you, how does this process happen?
让我来问你，这样的一个过程是如何发生的呢？
Can we point to something very practical that allows us to behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord and being transformed from glory to glory?
我们能不能讲到一些很实际的事情，可以让我们好像从镜子里反照，看见主的荣光，变成主的形象呢？
Or that's to say, if continued vision of Him is our portion, how can we do that practically on a daily basis?
如果说能够得以每天都看见主的荣光，这是我们的产业，那么我们每天在日常生活当中，我们如何做呢？
Now, did you notice the context of what Paul just said?
大家记得在保罗这段书信里的上下文是什么吗？
We read verse 18. Read verse 15 percent. And then you're going to go, oh, wait a second. I think I know what he's talking about.
然后大家如果读15节这里，然后你可能就会意识到保罗在这里讲的是什么。
He's talking about the children of Israel today in a state of unbelief. They don't receive the Lord Jesus.
他讲到以色列百姓今天他们还不认识不接受主耶稣。
And he says, but to this, in verse 15, but to this day,Whenever Moses is read, whenever they read scripture, a veil lies over their heart.
十五节，然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
And then in verse 18 says, but we all, it's a contrast. The ones in unbelief, there is a veil on their heart. They read the word of God, they get nothing, they don't get the real thing, which is Christ. And then the contrast in verse 18.
十五节在这里讲到说他们在读摩西书的时候帕子还在他们心上因为他们不信然后对比着来说就讲到十八节
But that's the contrast We are with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord
然后这里十八节英文里讲到就是说转折但是呢我们众人既然敞着脸得以见主的荣光就像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
Do you know where you're going to behold your Lord day by day?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们每天要敞着脸来注视我们的耶稣每天。
Do you know how to have the continued vision of Him?
大家知道我们要有一个持续的关于主的意象。
Oh, it's in the Word of God. When you read that Word, you behold in that Word, you see your Lord Jesus and be transformed from glory to glory. Are you availing yourself?Of such blessing and privilege.
就是在主的话语里，当每天我们在主的面前读主的话语里，我们就被神的话所改变，所转变。我们是否能够应用我们这样的权利在主的面前每天呢？
Lord, we do thank you because in this matter of seeing you, all the initiative was in your side.
主，我们感谢你。所有的能够对你的认识能够看见你都在乎你自己的主权。
Oh Father, it was your pleasure to reveal your son to us.
主啊父啊你乐意把你的儿子启示在我们里面。
And not just to Peter and to Paul, but to each one of us you have revealed Christ.
不但是彼得和保罗 就哪一个人，你要都把基督启示在我们里面。
And in Him, the church.
在基督里把教会也启示给我们。
We pray, Lord, that we may be those that live day by day under this open heaven which you have opened.
如果我们就愿我们每一天都能够活在你为我们打开这敞开的天空之下。
Help us to day by day behold you as in a mirror, even in the word.
帮助我们每一天都在你的话语当中，好像在镜子当中看见你。
We thank you for amazing grace given to us.
如果我们谢谢你给我们这奇妙的恩典。
Help us to possess our possessions.
帮助我们能得到我们的产业
and respond to such love and grace.
然后来回应你的慈爱
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
爱和恩典我们祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名
Amen. We are dismissed, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们我们结束在这里
Thank you.
很想念
一下 We're supposed to go to the house. That's what we said.Brother, I know that Lynn is, she's there. How is the situation? Okay. Oh, I see. No, I need your joining. Everyone will be joining, right?